Starting Shib and gave the Memchas Kinyani Atoira. The 48 Memchas Kinyani Atoira in the Bali Musar is a slant, and others used to work on each day of the Sphira on one of the Memchas Kinyani Atoira, and the last day is to try to work on all three together. So, as you do it from the Goyin, that the Goyin says, just like in the world, there's certain currency for every single thing. If you walk into a store and you try to, in America, and you try to get some shekel, it's not the currency, it's not the way to buy something, it's not going to work, even though it's very valuable, it's not going to work. So too, when it comes to Torah, the Memchas Rav Shtar Niknes Behem, this is how you clean it, and there's only Hoifina I want to clean it. Ram Kal also, Mishnah Savarim, Torah Aleph, page Samachay, also says that Shem Echaim Velozhin, I have to get a Torah rack, if you go to the Hanam Vais, you lose a turn Nikas Bam, Kamash Masinum, Sugam Shainim, Konikan, Halemem, Asa, Kana Railai, Hish Nikas Lysidrachim, Kashastar Bia. If you don't do one of them, so it's not called Ishtai. So when it comes to Tarif, you're missing a Chilik of the Tarif, you're missing a Chilik of your Asagas of Tarif, and these are even how they had to get Tarif. There's a Maisa of Chazanish for the Ansir Peradar. Someone once came to Chazanish. And he's Rami Shiva Ketan, and he spoke to the Chazanish, and after the Chazanish, when he walked out, the Chazanish said, this person is a gruesome man, Shodom Gadalu. So they asked him, like, I don't know, it seems like he's a regular Lamdan, average Shiva Ketan Rebbe, like, what's so great about him? So like the Chazanish, Adam Gadol is not measured by what people say about him, but he's a Lamdan. Iker Zefkeni Ateira. You can have a Lamdan Gadol who's bad son is Adam Katan, and you can have somebody who's not Lamdan Gadol, who's Adam Gadol. Everything's nikkel for the Memchas Kinyanim. My digger Meisen. There's another Meisen, the Chazanish, the Chazanish said it's about some Tamil person, somebody who's considered in the Tzibra, he's a Mamash Gris Tam Chacham, the Chazanish is not a Tam Chacham. So they say, what's Pshat the Chazanish saying so stark against him? He goes, I know there are Memchas Kinyanim Teira. I know this person doesn't have any Memchas Kinyanim Teira, if it's not Shaykh, the Be'etzim is a Tamil Chacham. That a person has a lot of ideas that are not going to a knuyla, only with the Memchas Kinyonim, then you have a sheikhus and a kinyon in Tayyar. In Sefer Manas Chaim, he brings down the Arachem Pashas Chukas, Perkutas Pasuk Beis. Ein lechol kol mitzvah o mitzvah shem be'oid soides nalamim. Every mitzvah has soides which are hidden. And nigam le Moshe, Adam Roya, Masik is kinyon Tayyar. Is nigam to Moshe, or a person who's Masik kinyon Tayyar, but Memchas is varam. Hashem b'mishas chasidim, so always megal the rosy Torah to Hashem Moshe Sinai. Meridik through the Memchas Dvar, a person is megal the rosy Torah was given to Moshe Sinai. In Perek Chavel Pasuk Aleph, he says v'sum smoysay tishmeru, says that Torah nikas Memchas Dvar, mechusay teleichu. The tonight again mechusay teleichu is as musay tishmer v'si smoysam. If you do the Memchas Dvar, it's the tonight in order to get Torah. Chazal Shemud will be talking in Parak Gimel, Sifrei Tes. Torah Nikas Memchas Kinyanim Kum Yitzia Migeder Teva VeRegel Ishes Lachas V'Dakei Hashlemus Asher Tifur Teva Zvei Misirasei V'Oitzim Shkitasei. First one is Talmud. What does Talmud mean? The Pasuk Pshat is in order. It means Limud. That's the Pasuk Pshat. In order to be Koina Torah, the Vayim Memchas Kinyanim. But the first thing a person has to learn and learn and learn. Vayim Yapan just say that. The Mahos of Kinyan of Torah is Talmud. It's not Nikla, just Luimid. It has to be Talmud. A person is always Uisig and learning and Keseder with Asmada, Yom Velayla, Yom Velayla. Two of the words of the Chazanish, he says, Mesika Zodar Vini Meusa, Kama Uitzim Hema, Achdi Lakishak, Zitzach, Mishkida Talmud, Shlish Abishas, Ritziv, Zlisham Hefsik. In order to get an email set, you have to earn 3-4 hours out of Hefsik. Kava Chemach HaChamisha is Kamarimus, Chashma Limud. The longer it's like putting a food pot on the fire and it's cooking. You take it off and it has to cool down and start off again. So somebody's able to learn 6 hours. All Ilam and Yonav is Mizdavik Devaruchnian. After 7 hours, the marriage character, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he has no enough in this world at all. Kodimuli Simcha. After 8 hours, his kukulim shtoikav ta'kosh baruch hu. After 9 hours, his kuli kaddish. After 10 hours, ayin le'rasa in l'shire. And Chazan says the biggest impediment to steiging is a person learning hour, stopping hour, learning hour, stopping hour. That's why reason the Rashi says the reason why we don't have a gedulim b'zman hazeh, we have so many people learning, is just to be people learning keseder with the asmada, and now people don't have the tzifus. So a lot of the eshtad zach, a person has to be learned by asmada. And when they find them, how to improve a person's asmada, is the one a person always has to have. That's a person has to enjoy the learning. If it's just straight belachatz, then it's not going to be nimshach a long time. And a person has always done the harav nashim, the kinah, the tosef, the fino, we done it. So I find them how a person can enjoy more his learning. And Chal writes that b'etzem tivius, a person should enjoy his learning. That was sickly, a person should enjoy. And a person not enjoying it so much, what's the Yisaradav? The Yisaradav is that the Gemara says, in the Mlumim Mashlibi Chavas, a person only learns what a person wants, a person has a chishik for. The reason says the Pshad is that if this is what a person has a chishik for, that shows that this is your Sherish Nishmasa, and this is what you're supposed to be learning. But that doesn't just apply to what a Sherish person learns, what a person should be learning. Lamdas, Bekiyas, Halacha, it also applies to Tzura, how a person learns. A lot of Mahalchi, Alimud, a lot of different ways approached how to learn a sugya, so. And each person has to find his personal mahalach halimud, what works for him. Some people like to go through all the Rishonim Achronim, some people like to work out the sugya more themselves, some people like to work more on cheshen, more on lamdas. And about it, it is a masorah how a person has to learn, but in that masorah there's a lot of different approaches how to get to that, and a person has to find his personal approach to limud. When a person finds his uifen, how he likes to learn, then he's going to love it and improve his asman in a tremendous amount. Person should never just be waiting around doing nothing. Remember when I was, the night I got married, so, if the chasa was waiting around, when, you know, as my wife was changing after the chasana, out of the wedding gown, I was just sitting around, so my shvagi said, what are you doing? I said, no, I'm just waiting. He goes, you never, ever wait. No such thing as waiting. You always have to have something to do. So, yeah, you have a safer, you have this. You never wait for your wife. You're learning whenever she's ready. Okay, fine. You know, you're not waiting for her. You're learning whenever she's ready. So then you stop what you're doing. So you never just sit around waiting. A person always have something, a zaitig alimud, or something which a person can learn in those minutes when a person is just waiting, something easier. They say the average person waits about 13 hours on hold on the telephone. And a person waits hours and hours in doctor's offices for meetings, for appointments. A person always have some type of limud, which would be a little bit easier, which a person can learn about something, and that also help a person save a tremendous amount of time. A person always has to have projects, something which he's working on, new goals in limud. When a person has certain sheifas and goals, that also gives a person a tremendous push. Whether it's finishing a sechta, writing notes, whether it's... And a person has different goals, it always gives a person that push. That's the Pasuk Pshat in the first one. But Al-Kapanim, the morale in Derech Chaim says that it doesn't say Lomoid, it says Talmud. It says the Yisaradav is that it doesn't mean learning. A person always has to learn from a Rebbe. It shouldn't be Sayyid Mechan Eschachma. The Tanai regional Tzuch is a Limud, the Torah has to come, the Kinyan of the Torah has to come through the Masira and through come from Rabbeim. Picky Ovis, Pick Alva Shalva, Silk Rav, Amasafula, Relacha, the Esrav, Simuskalich, the Rav, Ashatimba Shumalamid, the Abdelkab of Reza Liman Hakmak, Liman Adam, the Atsmak, Mizulasa, Liman Atsmi Toiv, Mizulasa can be the useful use of when a person learns from someone else. It's with Kaim, Yodi Yuser. We've seen the importance of having a Rebbe, says Talmud Shagol, Magan, Rabbi Imbo, the Marcus Taf Yud, Shemachaya, Ovali, Milsa, Tavli, Chiusa. You have to give a person a chiyusa. You see that a rav is a chilek of the chiyus of the person. The lashon of the Meiri, which Rambam says, "Masechta Shabbos, Kol Shabbos Adam Lumay Mizulasa Yomayit Shakabal Iker Hachakmus Rasha." That the Kabbalah's Iker Hachakmus Rasha and the Masoris HaTorah comes from Talmud to the Rav. Rav Hashem, Shashiva, he said that there's one common denominator of every single Rosh Hashiva in America. He said the common denominator of all of us is the Makabu. The Makabu from Rabbeim. And somebody who does not Makabu from Rabbeim, we see many times that people don't have Rabbeim and just by themselves, a lot of times they're not always in the have the right outlook in Torah and the right hashkafas and whether the Torah is nitim b'masayir b'daradara from the person and the person that's got a Rebbe to learn from. The second king of Torah, Shmi Soizen, my morale goes very well. In order to be a Talmud, a person has to be a good listener. You have to be able to hear from the Rebbe. Somebody around Kotler used to give shir on Shabbos. Why? Because he didn't want people to be writing during shir. So you write during shir, so he's not listening to the shir. He's busy writing. He wanted to train people how to listen. He says, the first they started giving shir on Shabbos, I would say a tremendous amount. I said, after a while, they trained themselves in order to be able to listen, to concentrate and to remember and to listen in the proper oifen. The Meister with that the Chassidim once gave a shir, some smooth shir 2 years in a row. So somebody said, oh, he said the same thing last time. I'm Shmi Mavila. I couldn't say, nay. This time there are 8 new words. That listening Kabbalah from a Rebbe, that's one grace of an Indian of the Memchis Kenei Torah. There's another chilek that just listening to the Torah is in Yonisguli. The fact that a person hears the words of the Torah, it's Mashpi on a person. Yeah, if it's right, it's a Shmir Zoizim, then Shmir Stam. If Shmir Zoizim doesn't understand it, the person should be in Yonisguli, because in Yonisguli, and Lima Torah, Lishami, and Yonivamis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, it says, Shubha Chananya, the mother used to bring him to the Beis Medrash in order to hear Kol Torah. The Rabbi of Asher Yeladita, you see, that's Shmias de Beitoira is a Maila. It's very important that a person have the Koich HaShmiya when a person lives with Chavusa. In order to be a good Chavusa, you have to be a good listener, to understand, and to listen, and to handle what the other person is saying. A lot of times the people are so busy worrying about their own Vark, and their own outlook in the Sugya, and listen to their fans. And to be a Chavusa person has to hear, analyze what the person says, and discuss it. Many a Torah is Arichas V'sayim. Definitely, Gimel brings down Bria Ashkelu Tamidida Kegaris Pavachisha, so that Talmud should learn quietly. Batshta be I'm like King Kosov. Ruchah B'chol Shemrei, Ruchah B'chesed Varm Shlach Mishtameres. If the Torah is Imlavi Mishtameres, if you speak it out, it's Mishtamer. If not, not. Brings down Tona Talmud Echol Eilu Rebbe Lezer Shishunam Be'lachash. After 3 years, if he has learning, says Chaim Himu Mitzayim the Chobas Merapa. I'll take the Mitzayim and Mitzayim Bepeh. You see the grace of Indian of speaking out when you're learning, and that you should hear the words. Why is he going to say Talmud? Why is Talmud Rebbe Lezer? Why is it Magus that he's saying to tell you that? Even as the Talmud of Lezmi Yaakov was Mishnas was Kai Venoki, and he didn't know even, which is easy to remember, still since he learned Bilechisha, it didn't help, and he forgot his learning. It's Kol Meshvi Akudah B'Shas Talmudai Miskan B'Yodai Kher B'Lachish B'Mehiro Shekheyach. Rambam says Lashon Kol Hashemei Akudah B'Shas Talmudai. There's a shayla is that this is a word that he can learn quietly. Where's the way you're supposed to have a Shemir's call? You have to hear it. The lesson remember is called a Shemir Kuili, Shasti Mude, the person should hear it. Come a Shemir Kuili, Shasti Mude, the Miskan Biyodai. If you, Mashemir Kuili, Miskan Biyodai, Kerblachas Mir Shakech. And Ruach HaMish, and obviously, there's another aspect. It says, Mishle Leich Chacham Yaskol Piu, Vasvasov Yosef Lekach. This is Leiv Chacham Yaskol Piyo, says Leiv Machim Es Vesayim. The Leiv is Machim Es Vesayim. Mashirimu. The Leiv is Machim Es Vesayim. Him came Toimar Ein Tzach Lais Vesvas, was Eimil Al Svas of Yosef Lekach. When a person, sometimes the Leiv doesn't understand, when a person speaks that, a person gets clarity in it. And the second aspect, that through speaking it out, that helps a person get a clarity in what he's saying, when you hear what you're saying, and you have to say it out, gives the person a tremendous clarity. And that's the second aspect of learning B'Dibur. The Mordek Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Rav in Perek Beis, Alach Yud Beis, in Talmud Torah. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, "Kaladim Tzach Lizal Lois B'Svas V'Shul Azav V'Kom Ashlemed B'Megar Mishle Talmud." And we came B'Shas Iyun L'Avendav V'Tir Dover. If a person, when he's learning, has to speak it out, unless he's thinking and learning, Chumash alumin behira levad evish leis b'svas v'ni moitzi and yuitza b'limazei dechivis and mitzvah lamed et haisam. K'mashom v'pisiv et zarezam epicha v'gisa b'ay v'yitzia moit ha'kazach that if you're not moitzi epiv and you're able to, he says it's a chesaron in the etzam limon in a yuitza v'chivis limon of the madat ha'moitzam. He was used to Rav Yashu. Yashu used to learn by himself in the Beis Medrash. He used to just read the Gemara, talk it out, say Rashi, Tosis, and he's talking to Chavrusi, he's talking all the time to him.